Hello, and welcome to JMC Jams, episode 7 of season 2. Today we've got Tina Karani, who is one of our associate professors here in JMC. She looks after digital media design stuff and graphic designy things and advertising things and all manner of creative lots of activities that we do here in JMC. And what we're going to talk about specifically is this event that's coming up really, really quickly that you may remember from just before Christmas when I was talking to a colleague of ours from Australia. We talked about this creative jam that was going to happen this semester. Well, here we are, and it is about to happen. So Tina's going to tell us all about the jam and how to sign up and what it means and how cool it's going to be as well. So anyway, before we start all of that, I just want Tina to tell us a bit about who you are, Tina.
Sure. Thank you so much, John. It's great to be here in JMC Jams. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a digital media associate professor here at San Jose State School of Journalism and Mass Communication. I mostly teach advertising courses and MCOM courses. So if you are interested in learning anything about Adobe, campaigns, UX, UI, or XR, augmented reality and virtual reality, I would love to tell you a little bit about the courses that I teach here in this department. I'm also very excited about our collaboration, John, the AR for Good Adobe Creative Jam. The whole idea started, I think, months ago, right? Like, was it last year?
I would even say a year ago.
Yeah.
When we had a visit from our Australian colleagues.
Yes. Yeah. Rowena and Rohan.
Well, Rohan wasn't here, was he? It was Rowena.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then there were other Australian people as well. It's just right. That I think that with Rowena, we kind of started chatting a bit more about what we can do for a collaboration.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And of course, we met Rowena because we're both Adobe Education leaders. And
she is also.
And she isn't an Adobe Education leader, but they're an Adobe campus like we are.
Yes.
And so that way, that's how we got into the conversation.
Yeah, and then we talked about like AI and its effect in the, in design and advertising and marketing. And then this idea came up for AI for Good. So this event is happening on March 26th. It's starting on March 26th, which is in less than 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Two weeks.
It's going to be a really amazing event. We have eight speakers at this event. They come from many different walks of life, from academia to industry to even Adobe. People at Adobe are going to present at this event. So the first hour of the event on March 24, so the event starts at 2:30 p.m. Pacific time zone. And then for the first hour, we're going to have a line of speakers. And then they're going to talk about how they're using AI in their fields, the ethics of like using AI and how AI should be cited, or like how they kind of like they use AI in a more transparent manner. And then after that, we're going to get us started with introducing the creative contest, the Adobe Creative Jam. I don't know if you can call it Adobe Creative Jam.
Probably no, it's our Creative Jam.
Yes, our Creative Jam. So it's like a design sprint in a way. Yep. So we'll have students from both Swinburne University of Technology and San Jose State who are going to work together to find a solution to creating a more transparent campaign about AI and then how it should be. I mean, definitely, I think as long as my perspective, I feel like, yes, definitely AI is just one and another tool that we can use to speed up our workflow, like create, tell stories. But again, the contest is all about how we can just be a little bit more transparent, whether you want to use animation to just like, encourage more designers to be transparent about how to use AI or if they use AI, or if you want to just create a campaign, like a label, like a banner, or like, or whether you want to just like do a poster campaign, around campus to just like encourage people to be more transparent about the AI usage. Am I missing anything?
No, I think ultimately we want our students to critically engage, right,
yes,
with AI practice. we're using it and we're bringing it into our classes.
Yes.
And we want students to be able to discern, to know, you know, lots of, well, when I'm using this, what do I have to do? Who should I be making reference to, right? Because ultimately, nothing exists in a vacuum. So
exactly.
But also to be critical when they're becoming consumers.
Right,
of images, of video content. We work a lot with still imagery, which is just, I mean, the way it's evolved is just incredible, right?
Right, right.
And in order to do that, we need to be able to kind of know where the images are coming from.
Exactly.
But it's video that's really kind of just drawing my attention right now.
Yeah.
You know, the quality of text to video is just astounding in a very short space of time. And we have a videographer, don't we, JB Soler, who's going to be speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been experimenting with this stuff. And I remember him telling me that he can't, you know, he finds it so hard to keep up.
Exactly. Like, I feel like this technology is just, again, changing our industry specifically, all industries, but our industry specifically, because it's sometimes very hard to tell whether it is an AI, you know, generated content, or it's just like a real content. And sometimes, like, I feel like there's a fine line, like, between is it okay to use it or not to use it? I feel like that's always the question. As far as like these video generations, I feel like yes, definitely it's very hard sometimes to tell. Platforms like Luma AI, I've been exploring it for the past year. They've been creating, like, I mean, I've been generating images and videos using multiple platforms, Runway being one. But again, it was still very easy to tell, like, this is AI generated. Their eye was looking a little bit scary in a way. But now it's just like their content is getting, like, you know, it's almost mimics the real world, like video captures. So that's exactly why it's important to mention if something is AI generated or if it's like a real content. So that's something that I'm trying to kind of also figure out myself, when if you just use an AI generated video for sometimes, you know, purchasing a license for footage for a short video that we need is just like so expensive. But I'm not talking about the money, just the money part. But sometimes you forget to record a video from a different angle, and definitely when AI can help you with that. So definitely there's ways to use, you know, AI generated video when appropriate. But again, sometimes just like it could also mean that just copying somebody else's work, because you can now take any images and convert them to videos. And then that's the fine line, like when is it okay and when is not okay?
Yeah. And as far as storytelling, what's true and what isn't true?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So we can use it in such a, it is fun. I mean, you know, it really is engaging, and it's kind of like, you know, this sense of discovery is still there. But of course, with good, there's always bad usage, right?
Yes.
And so it is important that our students who are going to be in the business of telling stories visually, through video, through audio, that they know what's real and what isn't.
Yes.
Sadly, a lot of consumers aren't, you know? Mm-hmm. And so our job is to make them be critically aware, right?
Yes, yeah, being aware of it, like the you know, what's happening even in this space. I don't force my students in my classes to use AI. Yeah, in some small, you know, surveys, I ask them to specifically use AI for part of their assignment. But again, I don't force them to use it. But because each one of us might have a little bit different, you know, point of view to AI in the media field. I personally want my students to be empowered by it than just feeling like AI is like their threat. It's there to help them, definitely, for like creating storytelling and all that. But again, it's just, I just like, we should just be all transparent about using it every time we use it in a campaign or in a video or anything pretty much. And then I feel like sometimes it's also kind of like saves us, because you never know what the AI generated. You don't know how, like, the AI, like, this, like, online tools that we're using, like, how they, the large language models, like, how they are trained, what data, or, you know, they're using, like, what kind of, like, you asking AI to generate something for you. And then if you use, for example, some of, like, there's, like, some new tools that are right now, you can just create a highly, realistic content for you. you never know how they're trained. Is it like a license? Is it actually based on like free stock images or like free videos that are kind of like what they're generating for you? So if you just like include that, a little bit note about that you use this platform to generate a video, then sometimes you can even save yourself from the trouble down the line, because if it's a copyrighted material, then you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. There's that, the sustainability, right? The amount of energy it takes to generate and so on. So
yes.
All of these little nuances, right? Or questions, I guess. That's what we're asking students in this creative jam to think about and to come up with a campaign to raise awareness or to kind of comment on, you know, we've got this great new tool, but hey, let's be aware of everything that goes around it, right?
Right. Oh yeah, and then we just want to have a fun with it, with AI. When it comes to AI, I barely know anyone that has started with like an idea in mind and I'm just going to create this. First, but we want to just like test the water, see how it works and how we can tell a story with it. So it always starts with the fun, and you know, just what you generate, you know, could be a puppy sitting by a fireplace. It could be a lot of fun things, you know, to learn how this AI thing is working, right? But after that, just like, now I want to use it in my work, and now I want to use it in, for example, this campaign. And how should I properly, mention the use of AI even in the description or in the video somehow? That's how we want need the help of students to maybe just like show us the possibilities of, you know, just being transparent with AI usage. Whether it could be, again, any type of campaigns or animations, or even it could be something really unexpected. So
yeah.
You're ready for surprises to see how students are actually using this AI, this challenge to kind of like help us find the solution for, again, being more transparent with AI.
Yeah. And so students can sign up for it. It doesn't matter what discipline they're in. Mm-hmm. They can just sign up and they'll be put into a team.
Yes.
With students from SJSU and mm-hmm. also from Swinburne. We're hoping for a good sign up from Swinburne.
Yeah.
I know personally that we'll have at least 25 students because my 93 class is using this as an assignment.
Right.
So they'll be involved. And I think you've got one of your classes as well. So.
Yeah, for sure. I have actually two of my classes. One of them is interdisciplinary honors X class, and the other one, again, advertising 95. I'm going to also encourage them to participate in this creative contest. John and I will not be the judges for this contest because our students are participating, but we also have a line of really exceptional judges who are going to review the work and pick the winner for the AI for Good creative contest.
Yeah, and so they'll have all of that week to work on things.
Yes.
Then we've got spring break, which is when the judging will take place.
Exactly.
So they submit the work on the last Friday, March 28th,
yes.
Which is the Friday before spring break.
Exactly.
They can go off to Cancun or wherever they're going to go and then come back, and then we'll be announcing the winners in the first week back.
Yes, yeah, right after spring break. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a spring break time for us, but in Swinburne, in Australia, it's probably...
their full semester. They're just starting their full semester.
Yeah.
We're getting out of the cold and they're going into theirs.
Yes,
so it's kind of interesting.
That's what makes it, I think, interesting as well, because again, the students are gonna also find a time that works for both in Australia and in California Pacific time zone. I think probably it's gonna be sometime in the afternoon, but it's gonna be a very interesting collaboration, international collaboration. We highly encourage students to team up with someone from the other institute and then together tackle this problem. Mm-hmm. And then we're just like
it's
ready
gonna
for
be the, fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun.
I love creative jams, because it brings so much new thinking into things.
Yes.
So
yeah.
And of course we've done creative jams before with Adobe. We've done it with we did our Lemon Sprint a while ago.
Yeah.
So we've got experience of this and we know what we're doing. You're in good, safe hands, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And then if you don't have any experience with, the Adobe tools, again, you still can participate in the Creative Jam because we have a set of tutorials prepared for you by the Adobe Ambassador students. Again, they're just very short 5-minute tutorials that are going to help you get started with some of these Adobe tools. So.
Yeah.
No design skills is required, but having someone in your team from the design or communication or other relevant fields would be nice. Yeah.
Cool. And so we could sit here talking all day.
Yes.
Quite honestly, especially with the whole AI thing. I mean, it's so much of now, right? That
right.
We're talking about it so much. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to this, Tina. Thank you so much for coming in
and
promoting this. I'll be putting the link on in the description for the podcast on YouTube and Apple and Spotify. So students can just sign up through that.
Sure.
We've got flyers going round. We've got emails going round.
Yes.
Just be aware of it, and faculty, encourage your students to take part. And students, do it, because what else are you going to be doing, right?
Right.
It's going
to
be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. And then there's also a link to the event webpage that I'm going to share with you. So
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you, Tina. Really
of
appreciate
course.
It.
Thank you so much again for this opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. And then maybe you'll come back, like I said, before the end of the semester, and we can talk about the work.
Sure.
Maybe. I don't know. Let's see. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for watching and listening and indulging us in this conversation. I do hope to see good participation. Fingers crossed, it's coming up very, very soon. Okay, so yeah, I'm just going to leave it there. Until next time, bye-bye.